I am therefore announcing that our COVID policies will now become permanent, and America's failed war on drugs, on drug users, and the city of Baltimore is over.
A change in handling crime, the shift following a year-long study involving the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, looking at policies put in place to prevent the spread of coronavirus and how those policies impacted crime. These are Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby's first public statements since a lien for non-payment of back taxes was placed on the home she shares with her husband, City Council President Nick Mosby, and a federal probe into the couple's campaign records.
So I'm not going to discuss that matter. I would refer you to my attorney.
Mosby says she is working with police and other community partners.
When it comes to those violent offenses, carjackings, murders, armed robberies, attempted murders, and drug distribution, we are still prosecuting you. The police will still arrest you. But on these low-level offenses, we are no longer utilizing our limited resources on these low-level offenses.
She says prostitution, public urination, and other minor crimes will be handled as public health issues and turned over to the community partners that she's working with to find solutions.
Crime is a symptom of the disease of our society. For years, we have asked the police to address this disease by locking people up. We merely address the symptom, not the disease.
Today, we have a prosecutor who has demonstrated a concern for equity, a concern for justice, and a concern for public safety.